For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. This year, politicians and political action committees have spent millions of dollars connecting Republican candidates to Donald Trump and Democrats to the policies of Governor Malloy.
So vote Republican for balance in Hartford, because while Malloy isn't on the ballot, the Democrat legislators who rubber stamp his policies are.
Linking a political opponent to a controversial politician higher up on the ballot is a time-honored political ploy, according to Quinnipiac University political science professor Scott McLean. We spoke last week about this strategy and how it can sometimes backfire. I asked him if using this strategy in statewide races is something new.
I don't really think so. I think in the 1980s, if you are a Republican, you would be rushing to identify yourself with Ronald Reagan in 1984. Or in a lot of races in Connecticut, state-level politicians running on the Democratic side would try to compare themselves to Barack Obama. So if it's helpful to a campaign to connect to someone who's popular, the reverse is also true. It works both ways.
Do we know if it's effective?
That I can't tell you. I'm not sure if it's effective. Sometimes it can be a complete backfire, like we heard lately with a Democratic candidate who identified Dr. William Pettit with Donald Trump, and it created a bit of a little scandal. You really have to decide if this is a plausible connection. Sometimes it's like the little boy who cried wolf. If you say that every Republican is connected to Donald Trump, it just doesn't ring true. It starts to ring hollow. And the same thing for Republicans who do this to Democrats.
Right. I know we've seen here where Republicans try to connect their Democratic incumbent to the policies of Dana Malloy. And of course, like we've talked about, the Democrats linking their Republican challengers to Trump. Trump is a candidate with a lot of negatives. Scott, if you were running for political office as a Democrat, would you do it?
I think I would, but again, I would say that you have to have some sort of evidence to substantiate this and really make this a persuasive claim. You really have to look at it case by case, and if you make blanket assertions about every Democrat is related to Malloy or every Republican is endorsing the views of Donald Trump, then it just doesn't ring true. It rings hollow.
It seems to me it would be easier for a Republican running for a General Assembly seat to tie their Democratic incumbent to Governor Malloy because you've got a public record there. There's proof that the incumbent voted for Malloy's budget or what have you. A little bit harder on the other side, it seems to me.
Yeah, I think it is harder, and you're quite right. If you have a record of going along with Governor Malloy, it's much more plausible to make the connection. I think it's harder to make the Trump connection, but it's not impossible. So especially if you're a party leader, if you are responsible for the party that nominates someone, however small your role may be, you do own that responsibility on some level, and the opposition will try to take advantage of that. It would really be up to Republicans to rebut those kinds of connections and charges, and I think that Republicans have had a hard time doing that because they've said, I haven't made up my mind if I'm voting for Donald Trump, or I'm not sure I support Donald Trump, or going all the way to saying I will be voting for the other party's candidate or some other party's candidate. So when it's not clear whether a Republican leader is actually supporting or endorsing the top of their ticket, it really opens up this charge that Democrats try to take advantage of.
Well, Scott McLean, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Ray. It's good hearing your voice.